Do you believe that art flourished for both citizens and activists and everybody in between during the revolution?
Yeah, it was amazing, and that young people, for the first time, they felt that the street is ours. So they were acting that as if really have the right to do, to use walls and to do what they want, and they produce a lot of artworks which really amazing, and you can put now the Egyptian graffiti, for example. In the right position, if you talk about street art in the world.
I want to talk about one of your virtual galleries called Wolves, in which you depict the Egyptian army as a pack of wolves attacking protesters. What was your inspiration for that?
Photos. I mean, in that time, the visual image became very important after the revolution. And this, what happened in 2012 in Mohammed Mahmoud Street and in front of the parliament, and how they were beat, how they beat the demonstrators, and how brutal the violence was against the innocent. So it moved me. And I want to show this, but I was afraid that I cannot show because there was no galleries in that time, and I don't think any gallery will like to show this work. So I went out the street with this painting, but I was afraid that they won't allow me or somebody will do something that to prevent me from showing the work. So I created this idea to have a virtual gallery that people can see on the internet, the opening. So I have friends, I was in the street, but I have friends sitting on the internet, putting the painting on the internet. And also some other, they were making videos of me on the square showing the work. So it was, for those who didn't attend the real opening on the street, they could see it on the internet. And it was a great experience for me.
One of those images, for those who kept up, was Blue Bra Girl, which showed a pack of wolves as the army dragging a woman who, because she was dragged so far, her clothes came off. How was that, coming up with that idea for the painting? And I imagine it was fairly controversial.
I don't think there is any reason for any power to treat people like this. No reason at all. And especially women in Egypt has a kind of a very special respect. We respect women. So to see a woman which they took off her clothes, and so I think it was really shocking everybody. And for me, I took it as a symbol. So this woman can be a woman, can be freedom, can be an idea. And those soldiers, I turned them to animals. I mean, in this way, I use as a symbol. So they were really attacking the freedom, attacking Egypt. And even Egypt, when it was taken, took off her clothes, it was a meaning that we don't care anymore. We are out, we are on the street.
Do you think that there's still going to be room for art in the same way that there was in 2011 and 2012?
I don't think the Egyptian will be like before. I mean, the Egyptian did change. They will never allow anybody to press them down anymore. The Egyptian, they will fight for their rights. They will fight for their freedom. Will be always a room for art, and we will fight for it. I mean, it's not easy. And if rights, nobody will give you a right. You have to fight for it. So I think we still have a long way to real freedom.